Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. So glad that you are joining me here today. Thank you so much to all of my loyal listeners. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. Please, if you like my episodes, it helps to get more exposure to my podcast if you hit like. And if you know of someone that you think may enjoy, please do share the link out. In today's episode, I'm doing something very different today. I am going to be doing a reading for you. And it is from a deck that I got from a beautiful friend of mine for my birthday this year. And it is the Mystical Shaman Oracle. Now, what's interesting is I'm not overly into oracles. I'm not into like all of the mystical, woo-woo, voodoo, witchy type of stuff. Even though I am a psychic medium, I don't feel like I fit in those categories. When I'm doing the work that I do have the gift and the ability to tune into people's energy and bring forth messages, but it's not in the typical style or manner that one would think, in that I'm trying to prophesy your future or any of that. For me, it is really truly about bringing more tools and ease and joy and empowering you on your journey rather than telling you what you should or shouldn't do. So, when I got this Oracle deck, it was interesting because I just felt like there was kind of a dark side to it. But what I was very clearly told and shown is that we have to be willing to see the dark in order to appreciate the light. And there used to be a time when I wouldn't go anywhere, like anything dark. I wouldn't, you know, even watch scary movies. It was like I just wanted to keep my vibe high and just, you know, like be in the good vibe, light energy. And it was very interesting because I ended up teaching a class, and in the class, I actually ended up performing in quotes an exorcism. I literally had to clear an entity from someone in a class. And when I arrived, I was very aware of these people, wondering why they were at the class, because I knew that their energy was a lower vibration. But I don't have judgment, because white is not better than black and black is not better than white. And so it's the same. There is no right or wrong. It's just light and dark coexist together, and we need to be aware of all aspects. And so when I got this deck, it was kind of telling me that it was going to show me sometimes those dark corners in our lives, but it's not anything to be afraid of. It's just once we call it out, once we acknowledge it and we expose it to the light, it no longer exists. And we all have that dark side. It's just like yin and yang, right? The yin and yang symbol is the white and the black, right? And in the white is a dark spot, and in the black is a white spot. So we all have a darkness within us, but we also have light within us. And based on what we focus on and the choices that we make, we will expose or bring out more of that. But sometimes in order to release or clear the dark side, we have to be aware of it. So it's very, very interesting. I absolutely love this deck. Every time I've done a reading, it's been super, super powerful. And so I wanted to share this with all of you today. I am trusting that there's a reason why you picked this episode today, because maybe you jump around. Maybe you're just a loyal listener and just you see that there's a new episode, and maybe this is just a message that you needed to hear today. I'm going to say that maybe not all of it will resonate with you, but you're going to pick the bits and pieces that stand out to you that are maybe giving you validation of something you've been wondering about or needing clarity on. Just really trust this process, and I want you to just lower your barriers to receiving the bits and pieces that you need to from this reading. And you know what? You could even come back to this in 6 months' time, and it might speak to something else that you have going on in your life. Like, it's just the synchronicities and the energy of life are just really amazing. In this third dimension, we have past, present, future, but really all of time exists all at once. And in the fifth dimension, there is no time. So it's very, very interesting. So, there's four cards here, And so in this first position, it represents that which you need to let go of and what needs to be shed. It's an old wound that you no longer need to define yourself by. So what is this old wound? And so the card or the message is completion. So all things have a beginning, a middle, and an end. This is the nature of life, the seed, the flower, and the fruit. And all of human relationships, completion suggests the fullness of the moment and the need to transform an old form into a new one. You have finished a cycle, and there is no more growth or benefit from hanging on to the old. In regard to relationships, it is time to honor what has been and find a new form for the future. In your ventures, it is time to reap your harvest. Completion is a time for celebration. It is the end of summer when the fruit is ripe. Clinging to the old form will bring only decay. When fruit is left too long on the vine, it rots. You know that it is time to move on, yet you are reluctant. Do not be afraid of hurting anyone's feelings. Remember that you are responsible for your actions and not the actions of others. Mourn what is lost so you can move on. Do not be sad. Be like the sun at midday who shines brightly, neither longing for sunrise nor dreading the dusk. The next position represents a part of you that needs to die. It is an old story that needs to be let go of so that you may find a new meaningful story for your life. And so this card is the child. The child knows the way and happiness. The child offers the return of a second innocence, a time born of wisdom and not of naivety. This card allows you to connect your course and offers you a second chance. It brings you the possibility of redemption and entering heaven while on earth. The child is here to release you from the habit of being yourself and to help you acquire a beginner's mind so that you can see life as if for the first time. Remain open to learning and discovery. Who is your spouse or partner today? Can you see them with fresh eyes? Who is looking back at you in the mirror this morning? Become a mystery unto yourself and reconnect with a sense of childlike wonder. The medicine. The child comes to show you how you can correct the course of your life without being punished. Set yourself free from your conditioning for suffering. You were born unfettered and happy and can be so again if you make the choice right now. The child will help you climb out of the hole you may have dug yourself into to rediscover your sense of play. So what is the old story that you keep telling yourself? What is the new reality that you are trying to create, but you can't, or it's blocking you because you keep on holding on to those old stories? Are you willing to release the old parts of yourself that are no longer working? And are you willing to release the parts of the people in your life, of who you think they are, thought they are? Are you willing to let them go as well so that they can evolve and transform as well? So the next message is the wisdom that you need to acquire. You have learned the lessons from the other two cards. What wisdom is ready to mature within you? What is your great medicine that you are ready to embrace? What are the deeply buried treasures that have become available to you? So this card is the curse. So in its essence, the curse refers to the limiting stories of our ancestors and the karma from former lifetimes that preordains the events of our lifetimes. It is the source of negative patterns, and it can show up as a disease, a destructive force, or a blockage on our creative energy. The curse holds us hostage to a false story that we confuse for reality. Recognizing the original wound that is playing into our life and can heal it. The medicine is to be aware of your actions. Act with impeccable intention so as not to create a debt or karma that sooner or later someone has to pay. What you do to others, you also do to yourself and to the people you love the most. Now you have the opportunity to clean it up. So the next position represents your possible destiny, the way that you will share your treasures and gifts with others. And this is the mystical shaman. So the essence of this is the symbol of the myth maker and storyteller who is neither made of nor defined by the story. This is very interesting to me because this whole thing is really about the story that we are telling ourselves. And it really is about letting go of what is no longer serving you. Even what comes in here is going into your home and just decluttering and just getting rid of all of the things that no longer serve you, no longer have a purpose in your life. It already gave to you whatever was required, the energy of that, whether it was the thrill of purchasing that item or someone gifting it to you. And I even want to say, though, if it was a gift from someone, you have to let go of feeling guilty that you are releasing it, because if it doesn't totally bring you joy, that energy is no longer contributing to your life. It's now taking away from. And so you have to do your own self-care in that process. So instead of being defined by the story, you're going to observe it, evolve through it, perceive all aspects of it. In so doing, the mystical shaman represents the ability to dream a new story, a new myth into being. He dances between worlds, wearing the cloak of the world loosely around his shoulders, and sings the world into being. He reminds us to be in the world and travel through it, but not to be defined by it or become too attached to the experience. This is the symbol of true alchemy, for all elements of life have a spiritual aspect and a material one. When we remember this, all manner of miracles and manifestations are possible. You are a magical, powerful being. What are you focusing on? So as you look through the windshield and to the future of what it is that you want to create in your life, you've got to stop looking in the rearview mirror. You've got to let go of those old stories. So the invitation here is, when the mystical shaman appears, you're invited to consider the ability to live without attachment. You are called to create and dream your life, to act on inspiration and divine impulse without fixating on a known story of success or achievement. Can you impartially observe the stories you tell yourself and others? What if you could become a mystery to yourself? Who would you become if you stopped telling the tales that have defined you up until now? You do not have to live in a story that has roots in the past. What if there were no need to explain you to anyone, not even to yourself? The way to your most extraordinary life is to become a blank slate and allow the form of your dreams and desires to show up as it will. This is a sign of manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams. This is truly a powerful reading. And so I truly want to thank you for showing up here today and giving me an energy to speak to, and for being open to receiving these powerful messages. As I always state in my podcast, that you are the creator of your life, and if something isn't working for you, you can change it. And these four messages are truly, truly powerful messages to help you do that. And so it begins with letting go of what's no longer serving you, including in relationships, because everything is energy. And those things that are no longer serving you that you are holding on to have become toxic. And so when we hold on to those poisons, we cannot have health. When we hold on to those things that are no longer serving us, we cannot create the future that we desire, because those things are holding us back like an anchor or a ball and chain. And so you must release them and let them go. Whether they're physical, whether they're emotional, whether they're relationships that are no longer serving us, or old stories that we're telling ourselves, or old habits, or that we are, you know, choosing, be it in our physical health or whatever that might be, the choices that you make create your future. So if you're making choices to eat bad food or junk that is no longer you know, is not serving your health, then it's going to affect all the other areas of your life. Same thing if you have toxic relationships. There is no such thing as having a peeing section in a pool. Every single area of your life is running into the next. You cannot separate the areas of your lives. If something isn't working for you, you have to work on that area of your life in order to improve the entire rest of your life. And you know what? It isn't easy letting go of these things sometimes, especially the toxic relationships. But I promise you, if you can put distance in there and you can let them go, the new comes in that is more suited for who you are today and who, you know, what you are moving forward with. So that's really interesting. And so then in the story aspect of what are those old stories that you're telling yourself, as those things continue to come up as repetitive patterns, you've got to remind yourself, that's the old story. That is no longer me. That has served its time, served its purpose, but I am not that anymore. And I'm choosing to create this now. It's time for you to acknowledge that you're ready for a new chapter in your life. That's it. And as you acknowledge the things that are no longer working for you and release them, that's when the new can come in to support you on your new journey. I want to read a few things out of the other message here, that is your wisdom that's coming to you from the wisdom within. And that was the card that was the curse. Okay, and so that's the limiting stories of our ancestors and the karma from former lifetimes that preordains the events of our lives. I might have mentioned in a previous episode, here was the last one or maybe the one before, that I want to do an event, it possibly in the spring, and we do actually do a past life regression. So that might be something for you to pay attention to, if I'm offering that. But I also just want to remind you that it is time to break all of those old cycles, be it ancestral or from past lifetimes. So it says it's a time to recognize the source of your limitations. Did your grandparents live with a mindset of scarcity? Did you inherit genes for heart disease? Were you a slave or a master in the past life? This karmic legacy is ready and waiting to be seen, to be untangled, and to be released. Honor the player and their stories. Forgive everyone and everything. Craft a new life course for yourself. So, and then again, just moving forward, it's acknowledging that you are a powerful creator of your life. And again, I'm just going to kind of bring in, again, some of the aspects of this message, because it's a powerful one. So it is really calling you to create and dream your life, to act on inspiration, divine impulse, without fixating on a known story of success or achievement. Can you impartially observe the stories you tell yourself and others? What if you could become a mystery to yourself? Who would you become if you stopped telling the tales that have defined you up until now? You do not have to live in a story that has roots in the past. What if there were no need to explain you to anyone, not even to yourself? The way to your most extraordinary life is to become a blank slate and allow the form of your dreams and desires to show up as it will. This is a sign of manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams. So I've said this in other episodes, but I do recommend that you get a journal and you just start to write down what it is that you want to create today and moving forward. What is it that you are desiring that you haven't yet achieved in your life, even if you don't even think it's possible? Are you willing to put that down on paper? And here's the thing, that desire within you to have that would not be part of the journey now if it wasn't coming from your future. So by writing it down and getting it on paper and creating that blueprint to the universe, you get really clear about what it is that you are desiring to create and bring forth into your life energetically. And then the universe starts to conspire with you to make those things happen. And they happen in the most magical, amazing ways. So I am going to say you are a powerful manifester, and I want you to really start to dream big, even if you don't think it's possible. So that brings to a conclusion, that this is the end of the reading, and I really appreciate you listening today. I hope that this contributed to you. I feel an energy here of excitement for you to release what no longer serves you and to acknowledge if you keep holding on to those things, it's just like holding on to fruit that ripens on the tree. Eventually it's going to rot. And so you don't want that to happen because then things get really bad. So you have to acknowledge what is no longer serving you and what's time to let go of. Maybe it's time to go on a new path. So thank you so much for listening. Remember, you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.